It is a busy election year around the globe, and as candidates are making their cases, Russian propaganda has been ramping up, from deepfake videos to phony websites and fake social media accounts. NPR's Shannon Bond covers propaganda and influence campaigns and is here in studio with me now. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Juana.
So, Shannon, Russia's election meddling efforts in the 2016 and 2020 elections here in the United States, they've been very well documented. So tell me what's new this year.
Yeah, I mean, really, since 2016, Russia has not stopped. The director of national intelligence recently said Russia remains the most active foreign threat to U.S. elections. And so many of these tactics we see, you know, are pretty consistent going back for years, like using networks of fake accounts posing as Americans and seizing on divisive social issues. You know, these are the same sort of tactics we're seeing around the upcoming elections in Europe as well. But two things do stand out this year. So first is eroding support for Ukraine as a sort of overall goal and more broadly undermining democratic institutions. And the second is artificial intelligence. Russia and other countries are now using AI tools like ChatGPT and voice manipulation to aid in these efforts.
Okay, Shannon, I want to talk about both of these. Let's start out with the Ukraine propaganda. Give me an example of just what that looks like.
Yeah, so the most persistent and prolific operation tied to Russia is known as Doppelganger. It spoofs news and government websites in the U.S. and Europe. I spoke with Andy Carvin at the Atlantic Council's Digital Forensic Research Lab, and he says Doppelganger takes this very scattershot approach that's really a hallmark of Russian operations.
They're often producing narratives that feel like they're throwing spaghetti at a wall, and that it may not directly mention the U.S. election or the EU election or even reference what's going on in the war, but it's intended to stir the pot.
So Doppelganger has pushed fake stories accusing the Ukrainian government of corruption, but it's also grabbed onto like more local issues like farmers' protests in Germany, the Gaza war, even the Paris Olympics.
Interesting. And you also mentioned earlier that AI is playing a role here. How are these propaganda campaigns using AI?
You know, people have been worried that we're going to see some kind of flood of AI deepfakes. That has not yet manifested, but we have seen some apparently AI-manipulated videos. A recent one purported to show a State Department official claiming a Russian city is a legitimate target for Ukrainian strikes. He never said that. That's just not true. But what Russian-linked campaigns seem to be using AI for more frequently is to do things like churning out a lot of social media posts and comments in multiple languages, even to debug their software code. ChatGPT maker OpenAI and Meta, which owns Facebook, have banned some of these operations recently. But I should note, both companies said, you know, it doesn't seem that using this kind of AI technology is actually helping these operations be any more effective.
Well, I mean, that's the big question, isn't it? And is any of this actually working and changing people's minds?
Yeah, I mean, that is exactly it. Operations like Doppelganger, they're really prolific, right? They pump out a lot of content, but they also tend to be pretty clumsy. These accounts are getting caught and removed. The links to their fake websites are being blocked before they can reach a lot of real people. You know, so it's hard to say that these ones are gaining a lot of traction. But, you know, this is the kind of stuff that companies and researchers are catching, and we don't know what we don't know. And it's also important to remember that social media campaigns are not the only tools Russians have at their disposals. You know, it has this whole apparatus. It includes state media outlets. It includes Russian intelligence agencies. The Washington Post recently reported Russia has been funneling money to far-right politicians in Europe. And so when we're thinking about the scope and impact of these operations, you know, we shouldn't overstate the threat because, as we've seen, some of these don't work so well, but we shouldn't understate it either.
That's NPR's Shannon Bond. Shannon, thank you.
Thanks for having me.